God damn. The day they read anything else, I'd have went to sleep. Some bullshit. No. I was like, they read one more motherfucking thing. I'm going to goddamn sleep. I am, man. But before I say that, I need to thank God for allowing me to be here. And I used to say that. Now I feel that shit. Because I don't have to be here. He could have chose anybody but me. Y'all ain't chose me. He chose me. I understand that now. And I had to do a lot of things to understand that realization in my heart. Not in my mind, but in my heart. And I was saying that because at 12 o'clock at night, I'm talking about growing pains. I'm closer than 60 than I am 50, so you know I got to go to bed at a certain time. And all this damn reading was getting on my nerves, you hear me? And I said, they read one more fucking piece of literature, because it ain't no more, or another clarity statement, and don't make up no more shit. I was just saying it, second. You know, I was like, man, because, you know, as you grow older, they got a saying, once an adult, twice a child. Stay here, you'll find out. For all you who want time, your ass gonna get old. Don't worry about it. If you got 1 year, you want 15, wait when 15 comes, you gonna want 1 year. I'm telling you, man. I have experienced, look, as I don't care how much I know. There's a dark place I haven't visited. There's always a new experience waiting for me to visit. And I got to go in that dark place in my life. You can step work your ass off and you'll never get to the dark place. You dissect and you ain't going to get it. It's the man that's got to dissect you in the dark place where you find out where your faith really lies. Because some shit going to happen here without your permission. Don't think it is, stay here. And you're going to fuck up. Don't worry about it. You're going to fuck up. You can walk the straightest line you want. You're going to fall off of it. Yeah. I done step work my ass off and still falling. I said, when this shit stop? Yeah, man. So I'm going to read something out of Living Clean. And, you know, it's something I read. I read a lot. I do. I don't get a book and don't read it. It don't make sense. Spend my money on a book, don't read it. I'm going to get my shit out of it. I don't know what you're talking about. Ain't no goddamn way I'm spending money and not getting the vibe. You hear me? I shot dope. Why I get dope? Shoot dope, right? So, and y'all told me one thing. He said, when I was shooting dope, they said, did your tools jam? Y'all told me these tools don't jam. That's what y'all told me. And I believe y'all. And one of the things that I like about this, it says, when we change our attitudes or perspective, we can find new sense of compassion and gratitude. Perhaps the most valuable lesson of all is empathy. You got to go through some place of understanding empathy. However, empathy isn't a treatment plan. It's a fucking way of life. You got to be here to do something and understand what empathy is really about. What compassion is really, really about. You know the one you don't like and he fucking up? Huh? The one you critical with? The one you can't stand? That's the one need most of your empathy. That's the one. It's helped by everybody get a turn. You ain't got to do the same thing when your turn come. You ain't got, because you get a turn, you ain't got to do the same thing. You just got to do something just a little different. That's not to talk about him. He doing that with all his time. Get that time, tell me what you're going to do. Tell me what you're going to do. Now you can predict the future now. Tell you, man, growing pain is something that we'll never grow out of. I don't care how much you work on a defect. If you ain't spiritually fit for it that day, you're going to do the opposite. If you like it, you're going to do the opposite. When, look, people are going to do what they want to do until they want to do something different. I'm telling you. You can tell them all you want. Until they're ready to do something different, then they're going to do something different. I got a good experience. See, I got a right where your feet at experience just a moment ago on the bus. I didn't have my pass, and I ain't know. They told me the bus was free. I ain't know I need my pass. I thought you just get on the goddamn bus. So I read the sign and said $3. I said, I thought it was free. So I get on the bus, I got a 10 and 2 ones. I ain't got sense enough to ask somebody, do you got change for a 10? I get off the bus. I got a right now experience. Growing pain ain't got to be a traumatic experience. All I got to do is think I know what's best for me and find out I still don't know what's best for me. Just that simple, I fuck it up. All I do is ask somebody. And the pain I got to end up walking from 136 feet to 86 feet. What told me something about that? That's why I don't call people stupid, because I'll be the next one to be showing who's stupid. You can pray all you want. God ain't going to remove everybody out your life. I hate to tell you that. There's some people in your life meant to be there so you can work your program, I'm telling you. Everybody got one. Don't worry about it. It's called growing pains. They going to be on time. I got one at my job. I'll be 23 years old. And some days, boy, God almighty. Boy, he make me call God more than I ever can call God some days. I'm telling you, man. Just some days, he's 23. I had his nephew, his cousin first, and his cousin was 23. His cousin smoked weed. I shared his story a lot. And I told his cousin, he smoked weed early in the morning. You got to remember, when people smoke weed early in the morning, you can't talk to them. Because if you smoke weed, you got to remember, you forgot and they're going to forget. So you can't smoke to them. You know what I mean? So I have to learn this. This is good. Because if I don't watch it, I'll exert control and I'll call them names and forget that I was in the same predicament he was in. And while I'm walking around there frustrated, he's still doing the same shit. I'm calling him stupid, but I'm acting stupid. Ain't that some? So I tell him early in the morning at 6 o'clock, I say, go get the water hose. He walked from here to Coastal Highway. And he come back without the water hose. And I said, where the water hose at? He said, the water hose is tangled. I said, God damn. I say, why you ain't untangled the water hose? He said, you're going to stop talking to me like I'm dumb. So I say, stop doing dumb shit. So he tells me, he said, you're Uncle Tom. I said, you don't know who Uncle Tom is. He said, yes, I do. That man on TV say, I want you. I said, no, that's Uncle Sam. So you got to watch it. Look. I had to learn from that experience. If I don't understand empathy and change my perspective, I'll do the same shit. When you always do what you always do, you always get what you always got. You ain't got to look far for your growing pains. Just look, just walk up the step. I mean, it's just so many avenues and so many ways we can go with this thing called growing pains. I'm getting older now. And I got to use the bathroom more. I don't know about you. When I got to go, I got to go. I'm like a baby. I'll be all in. I'm telling you the things in my life now that I'm experiencing now, going through growing pains. When I was 25, I could hold my piss for 400 hours. I can't hold it for 4 seconds. If I think I gotta go, I gotta go. I gotta go before I leave the house. Or I'm gonna put myself in a predicament where I'm embarrassed myself. Because the predicament I put myself in by not going to the bathroom, running to the alley, pissing in the alley, I went to jail for pissing in the alley. Growing pains. You got to find out in your area where you need to grow at. I still got to grow in the intimate relationship area. Because I still like going back to that dark place. Once I get close there and I think the wall is down, I'll build it back up. Drag her right back to the cave and not knowing we're going back together. One thing about a trash can is only two things when you take the lid off of. If you're going to put trash in it or take it out, you got to find out what you're doing. Oh, I worked on that. No, you didn't. Holding hands ain't no big specialty of mine. And I got a woman like hold hands. The problem is she likes swinging hands when she hold my hand. And I tell her in a minute, I ain't skipping with you. I might swing, but I ain't skipping. But these are the areas in my life that I have to grow in. Because a man will go in a cave and never come out. It's hard being a man. Most men die trying to be one. Because I buy you flowers don't mean I love you. That's just to get you off my back. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about me. Most fearful thing for me is talk night. Oh, God Almighty. I said, baby, what is talk night? She said, it's 11 o'clock at night on Saturday. I said, what the fuck 9 o'clock at night on Saturday? I said, that's a meeting. She said, you talk for half an hour and I talk for half an hour. Don't that sound like a meeting? But the thing is, now I got to be vulnerable and talk about some stuff that I don't want to talk about. And immediately I'll get the brick and mortar and I'll start building walls. My vocabulary changed from, yeah, how you doing? Mm-hmm, yeah, all right, to remote. All right, babe, I hear you. What you say? All right, In them days, I'd be struggling. I'd be wanting to hold her and hug her. And I get there and I'm so afraid that I might get to this place in my life that I want to get to. But when I get there, I don't want to get there. And then after not doing what I'm supposed to do to get there and meet that plateau and leave out and go in the bathroom and look in the mirror and say, you still ain't shit. But I want to grow. Yeah, yeah. And knock out now, we talk about the nature of things, don't we? Mm-hmm. When you plant a seed grows what? Down before it grows up, right? Seed growing all along. I don't know I'm growing. I'm growing on the inside, but I don't know. Because sometimes recovery look a little messy, right, Sylvia? It looks a little messy. I'm fucking up. I ain't doing right. But it's looking a little messy. But I'm still working at it. I'm doing the best I can. At least I ain't running.
That's right.
Even though I ain't giving a hug that I project in my head, I haven't left the house. But I can't see that because I'm growing on the inside. All I see is that I'm fucking up. If I could just look at the nature of thing, and a seed only grow in its right environment. It won't grow in the wintertime. It won't. So I got to wait to the right environment, like Narcotics Anonymous. It's got to be the right environment in my house so I can grow in that area. Then I got to wait on the person who waits too long. Who waits too long all the time? God, he waits too long. He's going to make me work for it. You know, you got to work for it. You know, you just can't get in there and bang it out no more because you got to be able to touch, feel, hold. You know all that stuff? Caress all that stuff? That the mushy stuff that you don't want to do requires you to grow in that area in your life that you don't want to do to fulfill a relationship without having to fuck all the time. Because somebody's going to get tired of fucking.
Make a plan.
There's a difference between excitement and power. It could be exciting, but when it wears off, do you left with the power? But when you do the correct things and learn these things that y'all teach me to do, hold up, you know, all these things that I ask questions about become powerful. And I want to grow, man. You know what I mean? You ever get these glimpses? You say, man, I want to be that man. I'm going to do that today. I'll be on the job saying, I'm going to do that today. And dig a hole up the hole to the door, and I don't do that. But he keeps saying, no, heaven, not this way. Keep coming that way. Just want to fucking go, man. I don't want to be fucked up all the time. But I still got to remember, you can't beat yourself up. Some days you're doing the best you can. You got to realize that you're doing better than what you're feeling.
Yes.
If I don't, I'm going to mess it up. Yes. I'm a tenth step. It's not a joke. I got to keep that little maintenance on what I have or I'll lose that too. So I'm struggling, you know. You know how you're struggling? You just be struggling and you're struggling. And it's the beautiful thing is I got people in my life that I don't call my sponsor all the time. I got a network that works. My network work. And I put their ass to work. Because I'll be like, this is where I'm at and this is what's going on with me. Because I don't want to have to figure it out. You see what happened on the bus when I tried to figure it out, didn't you? I got off the goddamn bus and all I did was ask somebody for change. So I call him. I say, Sylvia, help me, Sylvia. I say, Doug, look, my sponsor been sponsoring me for about how long? 6 months now. And all he's doing is putting back in me what I gave to him. Yeah. That's all he's doing. He tells me to say, I said, where you learn that from? He said, me. I said, I told you that shit. Where did I tell you that shit from? That's why the investment is so important here.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is an investment. That's why I pour my soul out to him. So he can get it back to me. Just don't let me come here and die. The worst place you can die is sitting here. I'm
remember the first thing I had when I got here. I remember God say, don't let me die in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. I thought that shit was crazy. I understand it now. To get here and get to a place where it's about living and dying, because I won't open my mouth for what I project that I think I am, an egomaniac with an overly sensitive ego. Ain't that some fucked up shit? I got an ego, but I'm overly sensitive. What the fuck is that? Arrogant and I still cry. I'm fucked up. So I come here and I start practicing. And I tell them that, and I tell them, I say, look, just for the day, look, I ain't trying to make tomorrow. I ain't, tomorrow's not here. I ain't trying to make tomorrow with this. I'm trying to make right here and right now with this. But if I could just get 1 minute, it's just like shooting dope. This is what he told me the other day. He said, you keep looking at the stopping. He said, you ain't looking at your goddamn using. I said, who told you that? He said, you did. I said, stop that shit. And so I called him the other day. And I tell him, I said, thank you. So I called him the other day again. You hear me, Kenny? And I tell him, thank you. Because I begin to be grateful. He began to identify that I ain't up here. I'm right here. Because you can get up here and don't know how to get the fuck down. You know how you get up there and don't know how to get down? I don't know who to ask. Ask any motherfucking body. That's how you get down. That's how you get down. Go ask the one who you don't think. I bet they help you get down. How you get down? Let me put a ladder. You'll help you right on down. You thinking you got to jump. Come on. If I could just stay in the simplicity of this. Me and Sylvia do a lot of history stuff. And we was looking up the symbol and how powerful our symbol is in growing pains. It's not the broader the base, it's the greater the base. The broader the base. You got to understand it's greater in unity in numbers and fellowship that we grow to get you to peak of where I need to go. I need another peak in my life to get out of this peak, to get to here so I can be propelled. Because I need to reach back and grab somebody else and say, look, I've been there too and I got out of this. I don't share when I'm experiencing. I share if I experience. I got a solution. I'm experiencing something. Keep your mouth shut. Wait till you get through it. Now you got to experience. We'll share experience, strength, and what? Hopes. I'm feeling something. Keep feeling, motherfucker. We got a meeting going on. We don't need to hear that shit right now. We'll take care of you. Just goddamn hold on to what you got. We're going to help you out after the meeting. Just hold on. And through growing pains, I had an opportunity to understand tolerance. It's the lowest form of love, right?
Yeah.
That's all tolerance is. The lowest form of love. And I get to tolerate people that I thought I couldn't tolerate. And through tolerating, I begin to understand them. I begin to have compassion for them because I begin to have compassion for me. I begin to respect them. One of the big things that we are losing, Narcotics Anonymous, is respect. But I want it, but I don't want to demonstrate it. Respect is a demonstration. Okay. That's why our literature says we have camaraderie and mutual respect for one another. It's just through y'all, through my growing pain. So I'm getting with people. I can retire in 5 years. I don't know what retirement look like. Yeah, I know I look young, but I don't know what retirement look like. You know what I mean, man? I've been preserved. I don't know what it looked like. So I'm getting with people that's retired. And I'm listening to them. And one of the most powerful things one of them told me, don't rush it. So I went and got my colonoscopy. I had to lose weight. I went from 246 to 232. Now I ain't got to worry about taking Viagra. My man can go. You know what I mean? That's a little exercise. That's the issue. It's little exercise, little issues that I don't want to talk about. What men don't want to talk about, they got leakage. You know what leakage is, right? Oh, no. I know. Come on now. You stay around here. You'll get leakage too. You'd be saying, did I piss myself? No, you're leaking. That's the realities as getting old that I got to face in my life today, that I got to live with today. When I was 25, I could get up and run. Now I get up like it's, God, help me, help me, help me. Sit on side of bed, oh Lord, Lord, Lord. I think I'm singing old Negro hymn, Lord, 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 Lord. I'm telling you, man, I'll be. I'll be battling with this body, you hear me? Because you only get one body. You get one body. You get two lives, but you get one body. I live two lives in one lifetime. You get one body. And I'm going to close with this. I used to shoot dope. And when you shoot dope, you mess all the songs and the words up. If it sound like it, you say it. So one day I wasn't shooting dope and I was clean and I was home. And Sly and the Family Stone came on. And he sang the song. I said, all that years I didn't fuck this song up. I said, what the hell was I singing? And I really listened to him. And all Sly said is, I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. And that's what y'all have allowed me, is to be myself again. Thank y'all.